Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Kellogg, Sunnyside, Currumbong, Australia, August 29, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother, I would say to you that my general health is good. I have considerable pain, however, in my left cheekbone and eye. 3 years ago, I had a fall. I was stooping over a box, selecting oranges to give to Brother McCann, when a blindness came over me. I rose with the milk pan in my hand. The land was being cleared, and there was a large pile of ragged stumps near. As I rose, knowing that I must fall directly on the jagged, pointed ends of the stumps, I darted a prayer to heaven and fell heavily. The pan struck the stump and bounded against my cheekbone with such force that it bent the rim almost double. It struck my cheekbone directly under my eye, so close that my eye only just escaped. My eye has been quite weak a considerable part of the time, but recently the bone pains me, and there is some swelling. Last night I suffered severe pain and slept little. But my prayer ascends to God for His restoring power to heal my affliction. I know not myself what all this means. I may be compelled to give up my writing, but I believe the Lord has a work for me to do still. I send you a copy of a letter written to Pacific Press. I wish now to make a statement. When I send for any health foods, you can charge it to my account. When Brother Simmons sends for health foods, unless I send orders, do not charge it to my account. Brother Simmons has not much practice. I have helped him until there is a debt of $128 for furnishing, and still another debt. I purchased from Brother Israel the goods which we have been using in his house, and this makes the sum still higher. I furnish one room, paying $1 per week. I furnished it in rather a cheap way, but I cannot consent to make myself responsible for goods to the amount of $100 or $200 that I never ordered. I think, from the remarks made by Brother Simmons, that he regards these goods as a donation to the health home, and it places me in a very awkward position, either to charge him up with them or to charge myself with them. The goods I order, you may charge to me, but unless I do order, do not send any charge to me. These strings that draw upon me in an emergency are very convenient for many, but I find them most disagreeable and inconvenient. When health goods are sent, state distinctly who they are for. Those to Brother Simmons, mark them thus. Those to Willie, mark them for him. And those sent to me, mark them for me. Thus all the disagreeable part of the business will be avoided. I do not object to the goods coming in my name, but there should be an understanding that their price and the cost of getting them here is not to be paid by me. There must be no mixing up of matters. Do not send goods without special statements in regard to them, and then no mistake will be made.